Good morning. It's a Thursday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, we've been talking now about the economy. And so it's coming in this morning on the BBC. There's a whole analysis of, quote, what's wrong with Germany and some of the early signs that we could be in for a downturn. Now we see employers added 500,000 fewer jobs in the U.S. in 2018 and early 2019 than previously reported. That's from the Labor Department. Also, a poll from Politico. Roughly half of Trump voters would at least partially blame him for a recession. 69% of all voters would hold Trump partially responsible. Overall approval rating currently falls short of his economic approval.
And David, there's no question. We're going to have a recession. That's the cyclical nature of economics. The question is when it comes. If it comes before the election, Trump could have a real problem getting reelected. If his numbers hold up, if the economy holds up, he obviously has a tremendous bragging point, which we know. We don't like it. In the meantime, he's going before the television cameras and acting very strangely, so much so that, you know, we're getting an awful lot of letters about, isn't there something that can be done? There probably isn't short of an election. You know, in order to have the various stopgaps happen, you're going to have the majority of the Senate. You're going to have the majority of the cabinet officials. That simply isn't going to happen. And yet, when a guy basically proclaims himself as the Messiah and says, I am the one and all of that, it goes beyond the funny. I think maybe in his own mind, he thought it was funny. But with the anti-Semitic tropes and the other stuff that he's been doing about disloyalty to Israel, if you vote for the Democrats, it really is something that we have seen before in history. I don't have to draw the analogy, but there are a lot of people who say, why didn't the people put a stop to Hitler or to Mussolini when they had a chance? And we blame them. Well, this country now is in a situation where we are having a guy who is acting increasingly strangely. And it is just something that defies anything that we thought was possible.
Seems like by reading the editorial headline in the New York Times from the editorial board, they agree with you. Trump, Greenland, Denmark, is this real life or a Peter Sellers movie? The, of course, president wanted to buy Greenland. Denmark's leader said no, it got ugly. Now Iceland's prime minister is going to skip a meeting with Vice President Mike Pence. What's going on?
Well, we know what's going on. Mike Pence, obviously, will do whatever this president wants. He falls into lockstep. He stands there. I don't know if in his own mind he thinks if Pence disappears, he gets to be president. He would be under either an impeachment or a mental illness, you know, takeout. But in fact, he's nothing more than a follower. Why should I jump? And I'll do it. So are we surprised when we see policies that Trump has announced being reinforced by Pence? Not at all.
What about the 25th Amendment?
Yeah, that's what I was referring to, obviously. You need a majority of the cabinet. They're not going to do that. This is a guy who has fired his cabinet, who can't replace them, who live in mortal fear of the guy. Wilbur Ross seems to be the one guy who's hanging on. I'm not sure what that's all about, but he's under great fire also. People are writing to me about the 25th Amendment all the time, but believe me, that is not in the cards. Not unless there is a major breakdown in public that creates an impetus that they would have to do it. They're not going to do it.
Deficit will reach $1 trillion next year. This is from the Budget Office. The president has mused, says the New York Times, in recent days about tax cuts that would add to the debt, but he reversed himself Wednesday, saying he was not considering the cuts now.
Now, David, the fact that this president is so inconsistent is just part of what we have come to expect. The idea that, you know, you're going to have a tax cut, you're not going to have a tax cut, you're going to have sensible gun reform, we're not going to have sensible gun reform. Each of these things just shows how unstable this man is and the way that he is playing the American people for fools. It is going to continue on this way. He thinks it's the successful pattern. Just confuse people, throw another time bomb into the public discourse, and you'll win. And that's why Denmark, that's why Greenland, that's why each of these things becomes predictable after a while.
The presidential candidates are beginning to drop out. We see another now, Governor Jay Inslee, dropping out of the presidential race. Of course, we know it has to be winnowed down to one.
Well, I've never understood the whole thing. Now he says he's going to run for governor again. He's a good guy in Washington State. People like him. He's a progressive in so many ways. But what he gets out of this, I don't know. You know, they all look foolish. Gillibrand, de Blasio looks foolish. In the meantime, the numbers with Joe Biden are so extraordinary, and they just keep rising. Bernie Sanders isn't taking off. Elizabeth Warren presents somewhat of a problem for Biden. I don't have any doubt. You go into some of these early primary states, and if Elizabeth Warren were to win, that could put a serious crimp into Biden's plans, that's for sure. For Biden's sake, people criticize him. They say he makes bad judgments, and yet his numbers keep going up, so he must be doing something right.
And keep hearing from people, Alan, who say the president can't possibly win again.
This president certainly can win again. He won the last time, and it was all those people who were saying he couldn't win who were wrong. He could win. The New York Times has done analysis in which they say he could win. The only way that this president will lose is going to be when people get out and they work hard to defeat him. If they do that, if people really get excited enough, they will. But I'm always surprised that there aren't enough people in the streets now. Sure, there was the Women's March. That's what everybody always says. And then what was there after that? You know, you take a look at Hong Kong and there's not a space on the street. There is not that kind of appetite for opposition to this president. That's for sure. Yes, he could win again.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Thanks, as always.
Thank you, David, for asking questions that early in the morning get me to think.